Hey, everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio, episode number 90. Wow, episode number 90, folks. This was my football number back in the old days of high school. Anyway, let's get on to it. Episode number 90, folks, to talk about what's going on with my job. I had some training this week. What's going on with October? What's going on with the carnivore quote, Saladino, Rogan. It was an awesome podcast. Talk about that. And just welcome everybody to Fatso Radio. Thank you so much for listening. This episode is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. This episode and every episode is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is the hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido martial arts school in the KW region. That's right, folks. My brother, Adam Volpe, brings you a lifetime experience, lifetime long passion of martial arts. Hapkido, when we were kids, as we got older, got into Kung Fu, still kept up both all these years, and it's amazing fusion. Come on, check it out. VolpeMartialArts.com. I'm there. I'm training. Let's go. I need some more training partners. I need some more self-defense partners. Let's do it. All right, folks. Check it out. I love you all. Lily, let's do it.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, our very first podcast show.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? I know my wife doesn't like that intro, but I like it. I don't even know if I like it. I just I feel like I need to say that. Anyway, folks, welcome to Fatso Radio. My name is Carlo Volpe, the same Carlo that comes to you every single Friday. And this is episode number 90. Same thing, folks. I'm here coming to you Friday. Just another solo episode just with me. And I'm coming to you Friday, every Friday like this. Episode number 90. So the number 90, let's start out, folks. The number 90 is important to me. It was my high school football number, right? You might be thinking, ah, it's just your high school football number. It doesn't mean anything. It does mean a lot. It could mean a lot. It did to me, and it does still to me. It's the number that I wore on my jersey, you know, all through, maybe not all 5 years of high school, but for the majority of the time, that was my number. And it meant a lot to me. Not because the number means a lot to me, really, but because football meant a lot to me. And what I experienced in those years, the camaraderie, just the friendship, the skills I've learned, just the life lessons I learned, you know, the lessons I learned from coaches and teammates. Like, I'm still friends with coaches. I'm still friends with my teammates, lifelong friends that I've met through football. You know, we enjoyed some great times. We enjoyed some devastating times, not really looking back, you know, not devastating compared to real life. But at the time, it felt like it, right? We lost city championships. We went undefeated through regular seasons a couple times, three times, I think, and then only to losing the playoffs or only to losing the finals. And that was heartbreaking at the time, right? At a time in your life when you haven't been through any really major relationships, probably. You probably haven't had many losses, hopefully. And, you know, children and all that stuff. So like, you're so young. I guess my point is that you're so young and you're so inexperienced and you're so fresh to this world and teams and things like that, the camaraderie, football, and other team sports just means a lot. And it meant a lot to me and it still means a lot to me. So like I said, I still have friends that I played with. I'm still friends with coaches that I learned a lot from, not just football, but just about life, right? So episode number 90, salute to all my football players, all my coaches, to the fans that were there, to my mom, my dad, who drove me to practice or picked me up from practice or fed me, you know, hundreds of dollars of food before meals and after meals and before games rather and after games, and had my buddies come over to the restaurant or what have you. So this is episode number 90. And football means a lot. It meant a lot to me before. And it still means a lot to me as far as, you know, the memories and what I've learned from it. Even though I don't watch it that much anymore, I still like it. It's still a fun sport. And I still have so much respect for all those athletes and all the coaches. You know, I like to poke fun at athletes everywhere, here and there, for eating certain types of diets. But I do believe the carnivore diet and the keto diet are something that could help all athletes, right? So let's get right into this. Episode number 90. Salute to all my football friends and everybody from that life. This episode, what did I do this week? Okay, folks, I was on the job training, right? I'm still going to get some clarification on if I can talk about my job. I'm pretty sure I can. I mean, it's not a crazy job. I'm not a secret agent or anything, but I was on the job this week, which is great, on the road, in a vehicle, learning a lot, learning from some great, great people. Not just great because I learned a lot about the job, but just great people in general. It's somebody you can talk to, somebody, or many people I met. Actually, everybody that I trained this week were absolutely amazing. But just like I said, good, honest people, the kind of people that you want to be friends with, the kind of people that you want your spouse to be friends with, and the people that your family to be friends with. So it was great. I was training all week. It was great. One of the things that made me feel really strong, or kind of made me feel good, I guess, about this week while I was training is that I didn't have a bite to eat during the day. And, you know, we were working core hours, right? 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, depends on when I started until, you know, you're done at 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, right? So during the course of the day, yeah, you're busy, and a lot of jobs, I guess you can say that you're, you know, you're busy, you don't really have time to think about food or what have you, especially when you're training, because you're really, your mind is everywhere. But I know in previous years I've been training. I've had other jobs before, I've had other careers before where I was brand new, like this career. It's very new. I have so much to learn. I haven't been hungry at all. I mean, I'm well, let's remind everybody, right? I'm well keto adapted. Not well like I'm better than anybody, but I've been keto adapted for a long time. And what does keto adapted mean? Again, let's remind everybody about this Fatso Radio. What is Fatso Radio? The ketogenic diet, a carnivore diet. Basically, I want to show and pound that drum that fat's not the enemy, right? So to be ketogenically adapted, or to be adapted to burn fat for fuel as opposed to sugar, that's what it means to be keto adapted. So when you're keto adapted, you can burn, you can use, utilize your body fuel, your body fat for fuel. And that's the real, that's the real hack about being human. We can store body fat like most mammals. All mammals, I believe. We can store body fat and we can tap into that, right? A lot of us have stored body fat, me included, for a long, long time, right? And we haven't been able to tap into that. And that's why we kept on accumulating more and more body fat for a lot of us. Not everybody. Everybody's got a different scenario, right? But when you have the ability to tap into your body fat, that means you don't have to go 2 hours and another meal, or you don't have to go another hour or a sugar kick or a snack or a chocolate bar. Now, people can do this anyway, right? You don't have to be keto adapted to still go, you know, 5 hours or 6 hours or 7 hours or 8 hours without food. It's tougher. I'll be honest. I've tried to do that in the past and it's been tougher to do, but this is a lot easier for me. And I found that during this week and other weeks, like I've had, it's been pretty good. You know, you get up in the morning, whether I've had, this week I had a little bit of breakfast. I had bacon a couple of times, didn't have anything. One morning I had eggs, but then I would go all day. And the thing is, whether I had breakfast or not, it really didn't affect me much as far as how hungry I was at the end of the day, because the amount I was eating in the morning really wasn't that much anyway. And to be honest, you know, if you're up and around moving all day and you're walking, especially there's a couple of days where I was walking, you know, 10, 15 kilometers throughout the day, you're burning a ton of calories, right? So where are you burning those calories from? If you're keto adapted, great. You know, and if you're in pretty good metabolic health, that means you're going to be tapping into your fat stores. Great. You're not going to be carrying around all those calories in glycogen or stored glucose. So you can't store that much glucose, right? It's thousands of calories throughout the day if you're walking. So the ability to tap into your fat stores is probably essential, I'm guessing, at the metabolic level. So I found it pretty good that I was going throughout the day. Like I said, a few days of the week, actually the first 3 days I was walking quite a bit around town, around here and there. And then the last couple of days I was in the vehicle more, but still walking, getting out, walking around businesses and things like that. And I found that it was great. Like I said, other weeks, other days, it's easier when you're busy, of course, right? But when you do stop, or you have an opportunity to stop, whether it's a candy store, whether it's fast food joint or whatever, or even whether it's the opportunity to go back to have lunch, you always have an opportunity to have lunch, right? Or breaks or whatever. I found it pretty good. I came home, I had a meal like regular, 4 or 5 o'clock, sometimes 6 o'clock, depends when the meal was cooked, depends on how I felt like eating. But all in all, it was very stable. It was very much like I've been doing, whether I was home or whether I was working in an office job or a desk job, you know, and I was not, I was walking around. So it's been good. I feel good. My meals, like I said, I've been eating a little bit more. I had definitely noticed that last week or the week before, I think I dropped a couple pounds. This week I'm around the same. I'm still around about 210 or so. Like I said, I'm going to break 199. I hope by the end of the month. I still have another week left, right? Another week in a bit. But that, for me, I think I know how to do it. And I've been doing it kind of on and off slowly. I've kind of got myself down to a new base level. It was 220 for a while, right? It's 210 now. I believe it's 210 now. We'll see to get down to 199, even to get down even a little further where I want to get to eventually, you know, my pie in the sky kind of goal. But it's really just going to be, keep that intermittent fasting, keep the window of eating to a certain amount of time where I don't want to eat late at night. If I do eat, you know, after work or so, I still want to eat just maybe that one meal a day or even two meals. But in between my meals, I want to really take advantage of fasting. I mean, when you're keto adapted or when you're eating ketogenically or when you're eating even carnivore, right? For the most part, if you're eating carnivore, you're probably in ketosis for the better part of the day. Not all of your day, because there's going to be times when you're out of ketosis, which is totally normal. And that's the thing too. There's some controversy whether you should be in ketosis or not, whether you should be in ketosis all the time rather, or should you drop in and out of ketosis. I don't think you're going to be in ketosis all the time, even if you tried to be. So it seems natural to me to be in and out of ketosis. And like I said, it's been going good. It's been going well, rather, I should say. The other thing I wanted to talk about today and this week is was the recent podcast Joe Rogan had with Paul Saladino. If you guys remember last week, I talked about Paul Saladino's book, The Carnivore Code. I did a little review on it. It's an amazing book, folks. Not only does it talk about and it really breaks down the benefits of eating carnivore diet, the benefits of incorporating meat and animal products into your diet. Again, liver, organs like liver, kidneys, brain, heart, thymus, whatever you can get your hands on. They're really healthy, folks. It's turned out that organs are the most healthiest parts of the animals. You know, I think a lot of indigenous cultures knew that. Even a lot of the what we would consider Western or Eastern cultures, you know, European descent, North American descent, Native cultures, people, like I said, everywhere, we know that organs were eaten. Every culture has a dish for liver. Every culture has a dish probably for some sort of preparation of kidney or other, you know, all of the joints and the, you know, the nose to tail idea, right? The reason why we made soup out of all of these things is that some things you didn't want to eat on a grill, some things you want to eat in a soup. But we knew somehow, our people, human beings, we knew that these connective tissues in the parts of the animals were really important. Somehow we knew. And when you have a fully nose-to-tail carnivore diet, you can be very, very healthy. And I believe it's probably your optimal health. Paul Saladino, a great author, wrote the book Carnivore Code. He was on Rogan recently, I think a couple days ago. Check out that podcast, folks. If you can watch it, watch it. He has some cool graphics that he pulls up on the stage, on the screen. And it's the same thing that I've been talking about for a long time, right? If you remove the plants from your diet and you're eating only animal products, yes, it's weird. Yes, it's different, but it's possible. It turns out we don't need carbohydrates from our diet. Your liver can make glucose, right? There's some organs in our body that need glucose. Our brain needs a little bit of glucose. Some of our glands need glucose. Certain organs need glucose. And then the rest of our body can run great on fat, right? So when you do need some glucose, you need some glycogen for your muscles. You need a little bit of glycogen. Or you need glycogen, of course, for your liver, your brain, like I said. Your liver can make glucose. Your liver can make glucose from protein, from amino acids. If you're eating a protein diet, you're eating an animal-based diet, rather. And I like that, animal-based diet. If you have a plant-based diet, animal-based diet. If you're eating an animal-based diet, you're going to get all those nutrients. You're going to have all the protein you need, and you're going to have all the fat you need, saturated fat, unsaturated fat, monounsaturated fat. You're going to have that. So that's it. Check out that podcast. I'm a big, big fan of his. Big fan of both of them. Of course, Rogan. I've been listening to Rogan for years now. And Paul Saladino. Check out his book. Check out the podcast. He has an awesome podcast as well. Carnivore MD, I believe. So check that out. Last thing, folks, I want to talk about, just wrapping up October. Okay. October's coming to an end. Again, my push this month has been, it's been a couple things, right? I mean, trying to stay my sober October, right? And I've been doing great for throughout the week. On the weekend, last weekend, I had a joint. Excuse me. Probably tonight I'm going to have another joint. And I've been doing the during the week thing. It's not kind of the sober October of the whole month, but that's okay. That's okay. For whatever reasons, I decided to do it, and I'll probably do another full sober October again, but it doesn't matter. I'm still going to finish strong. I'm still being strong on the carnivore code, the kind of the low carbohydrate or the no sugar for October. It's been pretty good for that. Like I said, I'm in a pretty good groove, but it's not hard to fall off, right? It's not hard to fall off. And if you do fall off, maybe this month is a perfect lesson for what to do when you fall off. When you fall off, just get back up again. Literally just get back up again. If I've learned anything this week from training, I've learned a lot of things, I hope, and if my trainers are listening, I've learned a lot. And if I've learned, one of the many things I've learned is that you're going to make mistakes. I mean, and it's not just something that, a good trainer would teach you. It's just something you learn in life, right? One of the things that I've talked to one of the trainers this week about is, I'm 42 years old. I realize that you're not going to have all the answers. I realize that I'm not going to be perfect. I realize that if I am going to come in a situation where I don't know, I'm going to use my best judgment, right? You hope you use your best judgment, and you hope your best judgment is good enough based off of your training, based off of your knowledge, the reading you've done, and the practical application you've done, and that's why they do on the job training, right? Anyway, this is not a training class. I just want to let everybody know that you can do it. Whatever you're doing this week, whatever routine you're into, whatever you're trying to, whether it's you're trying to be sober October, whether you're just adding more push-ups or whatever it is, sit-ups or crunches or walking around the block, whatever it is, keep it up. If you're new to Fatso Radio, welcome to Fatso Radio. Hit me up anytime, fatsoradio@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram at Fatso Radio, Twitter, I'm Radio Fatso, I believe. Hit me up with your questions, folks. Again, this is a podcast dedicated to ketogenic, and even now it's moving into more of a carnivore diet, but it's not just about that. It's about showing and expressing and kind of banging my drum that fat is not the enemy. Animal products and dietary fat are not the enemy, folks. Really, sugar. We have to look at our sugar intake. And once you remove that, and once you have control of your sugar intake, you can really start to see some amazing benefits. Remember, I lost 120 pounds now by adopting a high-fat animal-based diet. And that's what it is, a high-fat animal-based diet. Send me your questions. Send me your likes. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a great day. Have a great October 23rd. Wow, I can't believe Halloween is just around the corner. Send your kids out for Halloween if you do. And if you don't send your kids out for Halloween, that's okay too. I love everybody no matter what you do. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Wear a mask in public, of course. Follow the guidelines and everything. I'm not going to wear a mask any year because I'm not an idiot. I love you all. Peace. I'm not saying if you wear a mask, you're an idiot. I'm just saying in this setting, I would be appropriate to wear a mask because there's nobody around me. That's all I'm saying. Okay? I love you all. Peace. That's all radio. Bye. Say thanks to everybody. Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
That's all radio, the really great podcast show.
That's all radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat, for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso,
a very first podcast show.